लाडली लाल की, श्रीमत सद्गुरु सरकार की, दिवाकरी प्रपन्नाहं गुरु पादा रविन्दयोः तस्य प्रेरणया तस्य दिव्यादेशं वदाम्यहम् मन्नाथः श्रीजगन्नाथो मद्गुरुः श्रीजगद्गुरुः मदात्मा सर्वभूतात्मा कृपालु गुरवे ध्यानमूलं गुरोर्मूर्तिः पूजामूलं गुरोर्पदम् मन्त्रमूलं गुरोर्वाक्यं भक्तिमूलं गुरोर्कृपा यो ब्रह्माणं विदधाति पूर्वं यो वै वेदांश्च प्रहिणोति तस्मै तद्वंहदेवमात्मबुद्धिप्रकाशं मुमुक्षुर्वै शरणमहं प्रपद Spiritually inclined souls. The Hindu tradition is a repository of very rich cultural and religious values. Its richness is evident from the fact that every month of the Hindu calendar, it marks at least one occasion, one festival. This month of January glorifies the auspicious occasion of Makar Sankranti, also known as Lohri in Punjab. On this auspicious occasion of Makar Sankranti, people worship and pray to Surya Dev, the sun god. He is worshipped as the giver of light, the conqueror of darkness, otherwise known as ignorance, and the embodiment of strength. The Puranas tell us that on this day, Surya Dev visits his son, Shani, who is the master of Makar Rashi. It is said that the father and son don't get along, but on this day, Surya Dev sets aside all differences and makes it a point to visit his son, Shani. It was on this day of Makar Sankranti that Lord Vishnu ended the powers of the demons by defeating them and burying their heads under the Mandrachal mountain. So this occasion also represents the end of negativities and the beginning of the era of righteous living. The importance of this day was highlighted during the Mahabharata war when the great grandsire Bhishma declared his intent to leave his mortal body on this very day. In recent times, 58 years ago, a very special and unique event took place in Kashi, in Banaras, which is recognized as Jagadguru Divas by the devotees of Jagadguru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj. I wish to extend the joy of the celebration. We're honoring that celebration today, Jagadguru Divas, here at Radha Madhav Dham. And I wish to extend the joy of this celebration to all of you here. I'd like to do a few minutes of kirtan. And after that, I'd like to spend a few minutes to share with you the significance of this day.
Jayati Guru Var, Jayati Guru Var, Jayati Guru Var Pyare, Jayati Guru Var, Jayati Guru Var, Jayati Guru Var Pyare, Guru Var Pyare. Jayati Guru Var, Jayati Guru Var Pyare, Jayati Guru Var, Jayati Guru Var, Jayati Guru Var Pyare, Jayati Guru Var Pyare. Jayati Guru Var, Jayati Guru Var, Jayati Guru Var, Yare Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Yare Jayati Guru Var Yare
Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Pyare Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Pyare Jayati Guru Var Pyare
Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Pyare Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Are Jayati Guru Var Yare
Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Pyare Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Pyare Jayati Guru Var Pyare
Tu hi Brahma Tu hi Vishnu Tu hi Shankar Pyare Tu hi Brahma Tu hi Vishnu Tu hi Shankar Pyare Tu hi Shankar Pyare
Tu hi Brahma Tu hi Vishnu Tu hi Shankar Pyare Tu hi Brahma Tu hi Vishnu Tu hi Shankar Pyare Tu hi Shankar Pyare
Tu hi Brahma Tu hi Vishnu Tu hi Shankar Pyare Tu hi Brahma Tu hi Vishnu Tu hi Shankar Pyare Tu hi Shankar Pyare Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Pyare Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guru Var Re Jayati Guru Var Pyare
Jayati Guru Var Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar Pyare, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar Pyare, Jayati Guruvar Pyare,
Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar Pyare, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar Pyare, Jayati Guruvar Pyare,
Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar Pyare, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar Pyare, Jayati Guruvar Pyare,
Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar Pyare, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar Re, Jayati Guruvar Pyare,
Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar Pyare, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar, Jayati Guruvar Pyare,
Jayati Guruvar Pyare.
बोलिए श्रीमद् सद्गुरु सरकार की। What is the meaning of Jagadguru and who is Jagadguru? Jagad means the world, the entire world, and Guru, the spiritual master of the world. In the Mahabharata, Arjuna addressed Shri Krishna, Supreme Brahma Shri Krishna, as Jagat Guru, the divine consort of Lord Shiva. Parvati ji addressed him as Jagat Guru. In the Skanda Purana, Shukadev Paramhans referred to Shri Krishna as Jagat Guru Shri Krishna when he praised the extreme fortune of the gopis, the Braj gopis who had accepted Shri Krishna as their divine beloved.
Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kansachanuramardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum.
So this tradition of Jagat Guru started with Adi Jagat Guru Shankaracharya, who was recognized as the descendant of Lord Shiva himself. The need for Jagat Guru was felt when there was a lot of hypocrisy and misunderstanding prevalent in the name of religion. Those of who preached did not have any clue about scriptural understanding. Thus, all the scholars decided to appoint one saint of the highest scriptural knowledge based on divine experience as Jagadguru. Such a personality would be accepted as a supreme authority of divine knowledge so that people could come to him for spiritual guidance. So, with the aim of ending all hypocrisy, and also with the aim of delivering, guiding, inspiring, and imparting knowledge to deserving souls from an authentic personality, this tradition of Jagadguru came into existence. Adi Jagadguru Shankaracharya, he established four math, four centers in India, and he established his disciples in those math. Thus, a hereditary, disciplined systems of Jagadgurus came into existence, although these four disciples were not the original Jagadguru. After Adi Jagadguru Shankaracharya, there were three original Jagadgurus. By original, I mean those who are fully empowered with scriptural knowledge, proved to be prominent against debate through against other contemporary scholars. So those three original Jagadgurus were Adi Jagadguru Ramanujacharya, Adi Jagadguru Nimbarkacharya, and Adi Jagadguru Madhvacharya. And sometime after the fourth Jagadguru was appointed, a special body of 500 topmost eminent scholars, known as the Kashi Vidwat Parishad, were established and authorized to appoint a Jagadguru. It was only when these scholars collectively and unanimously appoint a saint as a supreme authority of divine knowledge of all the scriptures is one appointed and honored as Jagadguru. To date, up till today, there's only one saint who has been honored by the Kashi Vidwat Parishad as Jagadguru. And that is our Supreme Acharya, Jagadguru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj. As we respectfully and affectionately address him, Sri Maharaji, it all started in the year 1955 when Sri Maharaji organized a grand religious conference in the holy land of Chitrakoot. And scholars and saints from all over India, renowned scholars and saints from all over India, attended this conference. And as the chairman of this conference, Sri Maharaji presented to them four questions and humbly requested them to answer them for the benefit of the everyone that was gathered over there. However, as it turned out, no one could satisfactorily answer the questions that were presented before them, to them. And eventually, Sri Maharaji was challenged to answer these questions. And this was the first time that he ever spoke in public. Up to the time of this conference, Sri Maharaji was in very deep, intense devotional samadhi. He was oblivious of the outside world and always absorbed and drowned in the supreme ecstasy of the divine love of Sri Radha Krishna. It was after age 28 when he concealed and subsided his state of divine love to reveal his inner ocean of wisdom and also to selflessly serve and enlighten deserving souls. In this conference, people that were there, they were amazed to hear this young man of only age 32 speaking with such unparalleled mastery of all the scriptures. Even his devotees, his disciples, were astonished because they had never seen him study a single book. They were curiously wondering where he had hidden this unlimited treasure of divine wisdom. This conference was attended by the chairman of the Kashi Vidwat Parishad, along with 12 other scholars. And these esteemed scholars were astounded by the vast and profound knowledge of the scriptures that was delivered by Sri Maharaji. They returned to Kashi and praising Sri Maharaj's unprecedented wisdom to no end. And the scholars that did not attend, this praise was skeptically received by them, who thought that it was just an exaggeration. They thought, how could a young man, age only 32, be the master of all the scriptures when it takes an entire lifetime to master one, and maybe not even that. However, the constant praise that they heard sparked their curiosity. So the following year, Sri Maharaji organized another conference similar to the one in Chitrakoot. The General Secretary of Kashi Vidwat Parishad, Sri Raj Narayan Shukla, he arrived at that conference unannounced because he wanted to find out the truth for himself. When Sri Maharaji heard about his arrival, he respectfully greeted him and invited him to be the first speaker. But Raj Narayanji, he insisted that Sri Maharaji be the first speaker. His intention was to list all his mistakes, all of Sri Maharaji's mistakes, and point them out to the vast assembly of people that had gathered over there. So he sat down with pen and paper, all ready to list all his mistakes. However, miraculously, his hand did not move. He just sat there, totally captivated and enthralled from the beginning to the end. And Raj Narayanji, spellbound by what he had witnessed, was totally speechless. And he decided that he wasn't going to address the assembly on that day, that he would do it the following day. So the following day, he went up to speak. He was the speaker the following day. And Sri Maharaji did the same thing that he did. Sri Maharaji also sat with pen and paper to list his mistakes. But his pen did not move either because the speech that Sri Raj Narayan Shukla gave was nothing but the endless praise of Sri Maharaji. He returned to Kashi and he could not stop praising Sri Maharaji. So the scholars who had not heard Sri Maharaji decided to test his knowledge. Also, the same question intrigued their mind. How could a young man be such a master of all the scriptures? So they decided to invite Sri Maharaji to Kashi. And their invitation was graciously accepted by him. And they requested him to speak, to give the lectures in Sanskrit, something that he had never done before. And yet he willingly agreed. So the very first day he spoke in very simple Sanskrit. But every day thereafter, he raised the level of Sanskrit to such a level that it surpassed the intellectual understanding of those topmost scholars. His profound revelation of divine knowledge, which he so effortlessly delivered in pure, rich, classical Sanskrit, totally swept them off their feet. Totally. And such was the allure of the incessant flow of devotional bliss that poured from his personality. From Sri Maharaj's personality. So, Sri Maharaji gave lectures, in fact, for 9 consecutive days. At the end of the 9 days, the scholars held a meeting. And the general secretary, Sri Raj Narayan Shukla, he invited the scholars to challenge Sri Maharaji to a debate. And they said that we can easily challenge an ordinary scholar to a debate. But Sri Maharaji far exceeds our intellectual understanding and demonstrates an unparalleled grace in his personality. How can we even think of having a debate against him? And so, baffled by their spellbinding experience, the very next day, January 14th, in the year 1957, all of these scholars, 500 topmost eminent scholars of Kashi Vidwat Parishad, they unanimously bowed to the divine glory of Sri Maharaji and honored him with the title of not just Jagat Guru, but Jagat Guru Tam, one who is supreme amongst the 4 preceding Jagat Gurus, Adi Jagat Guru Shankaracharya, Adi Jagat Guru Ramanujacharya, Adi Jagat Guru Nimbarkacharya, and Adi Jagat Guru Madhvacharya. They recognized that this young man seated before us, age only 32, is no ordinary preacher, but a divine personality. They realized that no man could possess such knowledge of all the scriptures. So, because of what they witnessed, what they observed, based on their experience, they all joyously proclaimed that Sri Maharaji is a supreme amongst all Jagat Gurus, Jagat Guru Tam, In addition, in observing the deepest love, the ecstasy of Sri Radha Krishna love that was conveyed through his personality, they also honored him with the title of Bhakti Yoga Rasa Avatar, the supreme descension of divine love and divine bliss. In conclusion, I'd like to say that this year, 2015, marks the commemoration of this occasion, the second commemoration of Jagat Guru Divas. Without the physical presence of our supreme spiritual master and acharya, though the loving devotees in India, around the world, and here at Radha Madhav Dham feel his physical absence deeply, we also desire to celebrate his legacy of divine knowledge and grace that is ever available to us. Throughout his life, Jagatguru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj, he revealed hundreds of kirtans, padkirtans, kavalis, which are imbued with the divine nectar of Sri Radha Krishna's grace and divine bliss. In addition, hundreds of hours of speeches of Sri Maharaji have been recorded and stand as an overflowing font for of divine knowledge for those souls who are yet to come, for their spiritual upliftment and their spiritual well-being. In this way, those who will not receive his personal darshan will not remain bereft of the unparalleled opportunity to fulfill their devotional aspirations through his legacy. As always, myself and the devotees of Jagatguru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj here at Radha Madhav Dham earnestly encourage all of you to join us in this satsang today and any time in the future. As the fifth main center of Jagatguru Kripalu Parishad, established by Jagatguru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj himself, this Radha Madhav Dham will remain dedicated to his spiritual charity for all time. बोलिए भक्ति योग रसावतार जगत गुरु श्री कृपालु जी महाराज की भक्ति योग रसावतार जगत गुरु श्री कृपालु जी महाराज की भक्ति योग रसावतार जगत गुरु श्री कृपालु जी महाराज की